What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I'm not sure Adam Schefter knows that everyone's predicting they win 10-plus games. So if he's saying they're going to win more than people think they're going to win 10. He's got them winning, what, 12? 14?
Undefeated season.
Well, he's just saying, you know, he thinks that they're going to win more games than what Vegas thinks. The odds makers.
So he's betting the over.
He would be betting the over.
Oh, everybody's betting the over. Is anybody other than me betting the under?
I don't hear anybody. I haven't heard anybody. And I haven't heard a good case for the under yet. So
genius walks alone.
I still got to hear your reasons why, other than everyone else says they're going to win a lot of games.
That's why they're overrated. Why they're overrated is because everyone thinks they're going to win a lot of games.
That's fine.
The definition. The reason that they're going to lose games that I think people are handing them is they have a lot of questions as a team. The offense is littered with questions. Changes, but questions. The strongest argument that the offense is going to be significantly better is two words, Josh McDaniels.
Yes.
But like, he is a proven commodity. I trust him with a star quarterback. I trust him with a young quarterback. I trust Josh McDaniels. So I'll give you that. That'll be
weird. I can't imagine. You just think that the receiving core isn't better.
We'll see.
That the offensive line isn't better. Running back room isn't better.
We'll see.
My biggest concern about the O-line comes from an interesting source. You know what his name is? Ted Johnson.
No. Come on, man.
I
said worthy of a fourth overall pick. That was my issue with Will Campbell. Not that he's not a good player, is that he wasn't worthy of a fourth overall pick with the short arms.
With the short arms when he faces Miles Garrett.
This is you talking.
No, but that's my point. I'm taking your argument and looking at a schedule where there's pass rushers.
You love Will Campbell, so why are you using him against me right now?
Because I can acknowledge, even if I love somebody, like I love Drake May. I watched him last year. My love, my expectation and projection of how good he can be did not manifest itself at all times consistently on the field. Is that fair?
That Drake May's
wasn't great last year.
He showed
signs.
No, he wasn't. No.
Okay.
No. But I thought he was good, and he showed signs of being brilliant.
Right. Signs of being brilliant. Whereas, for example, a comparison for me would be C.J. Stroud was brilliant as a rookie, was absolutely brilliant as a rookie. Wasn't as good the next year, in part because the offensive line wasn't good. They took a step back, so much so that their wunderkind offensive coordinator guy got fired.
He leaned on the running game too much, and the coach and the rest of the offense was unhappy with that.
And C.J. Stroud didn't play as well. Yeah. And they had injuries at receiver.
And they had offensive line issues. Now, if I may sort of like do a little conversational Aikido football style and redirect your energy back at you. You just said that Drake May wasn't great last year.
Correct.
He showed signs of brilliance. I think we can all agree. But C.J. Stroud was great 2 years ago when he had healthy receivers and he had a healthy offensive line that was much improved, that became the focal point. Plus, he had competent offensive coordination. And now Drake may have competent, if not next level elite offensive coordination, a healthier plus level offensive line, multiple running backs worthy of starting, and a better receiving room. Egads, why are we all such honks?
Yeah, I don't know if all those are true. I don't know if the offense
I said,
who's starting
should.
On the line. But who's... It's should.
That's, we're in should okay. season. This
See,
is
I think
we're
in
maybe. Should Sylvania.
I think you're in maybe season. That's what I think.
Well, everyone should maybe.
I don't just assume the positive.
Make everyone 8.5.
I look
and
at the questions.
8.5 for everybody.
So that's for every team. So, right? I mean, every team's, it's all maybes.
No,
there's no,
I don't,
no. You can't say, oh, do you know for sure what you're getting from the Las Vegas Raiders this year?
No.
Or from the Miami Dolphins or from the Jets? So how can you say that the Patriots aren't as good as those teams when you don't know how good those other teams are?
That's my exact point. But everybody's putting them above those teams. Like, we're going to play audio later where the second best team by far in the East is going to be the Patriots. I don't know
it's,
that.
It's a,
I think
it's,
the first best team
you don't
is
think,
by far
you don't
the
think
Bills.
The Patriots on paper are better than a lot of these teams that are playing? The odds makers has them, and thank you, Fitzy, for sending this. The odds makers have them favored in what? How many?
11 out of 17.
11 out of 17 mm-hmm. games.
Yeah.
When they were not favored to better than any
Right. Zero last year.
So that should tell you something.
What should it tell me?
It should tell you that the people who do the gambling for a living think that the Patriots are have at least 11 wins in them based off of the schedule and all the things that have gone on this offseason.
It also, you know, those lines are also set to get money on both sides. So by favoring the Patriots, you get people to bet for the other team. So a team that's overrated and everybody's gambling on, they want some people to bet on the other team, so they give them some points.
It's a decent indicator of what the wise guys think.
I mean, I guess. But it's also involving gambling and keeping the money spread out amongst both teams. So I think there's some of that. But the reality is everywhere I hear, and this is probably somewhat locally biased, although Schefter's not local.
By the way, he's not the only national voice who's on the over 8.5 train. We've got plenty more to share
with
you. Is it
Mina Kimes who told me they were the best tackling team in football last year?
Why don't you tell everyone what a Mina Kimes fan you are?
I'm a fine fan of her work, other than the work that isn't good, and that was last year when she said they were the best tackling team in football.
Ted, can I ask you a question? I know you hate excuses. Yesterday you were busting everybody's sports chops about, here we go. Here come the excuses about the Celtics game. Now we're crossing sports over to football. Do you believe that one of the significant contributing factors to why last year's defense faltered excessively and became such a piss-poor tackling team was because the spine of the team, of the defense, the gut, Barmore out week one, Juwan Bentley out after week one, Jabril Peppers out after week two, the three best tacklers on the team all were gone. And then a bunch of people played out of position. Oh, and you had horrific coaching. It doesn't excuse away everything, but a majority of what people based their expectations on was just taken right out from under them by week three.
We do focus on just the offense. The defense is going to be a lot better, too. Defensive line, secondary.
Should be.
The middle of the defense. So it's really a totality thing, man. I just think they've gotten so much better in the coaching areas, both sides of the ball. Free agents, draft, it all on paper. We're just trying to predict what we see on paper. All the indicators that you see on paper take in all the other factors I've mentioned about the schedule, and it's hard to look at this team and not think that they are going to have, you know, some over 8 wins. It's not the craziest thing, man. In fact, if gun to head and you had to bet,
I would take the under. If you put a gun to my head,
nice
I would take the
knowing you, brother.
But even don't throw anything at me or pull a gun on me. Even the defensive line, and I think the defense is going to be better. I think the defense with Vrabel's coaching and the talent upgrades at a bunch of spots could be better. But there's questions. Christian Barmore hasn't really played in a year plus. What are you going to get from Christian Barmore, assuming he is totally cleared and healthy from the blood clots, which we all know isn't an injury. It's a health
condition.
It's a condition. And Milton Williams. Great, right? Until you double his playing time and figure out, can he take the doubling his playing time and not working in a rotation with Jalen Carter and Jordan? Remember the Vrabel joke? I hope you plan on playing a lot more than you did last year or whatever. Well, there's a little unknown there. Can we acknowledge that? That he goes from a 48% snap guy to a 83% snap guy?
We could do this all day.
Right.
We could do concerns on every player at every position.
But, okay, but let's offer
but everybody
some
wants to only do the... That's but let's, what everybody wants to do the positives.
No, no, no. Let's offer reasonable positives like, hey, maybe Keon White. Hey, maybe you have less Jelani Tavai on the defense. Hey, maybe now Keon White is playing back in position and you've got Barmore and Milton Williams pushing the pocket, allowing him to actually pressure the quarterback or use his freakish strength and frame to dominate along the line. Maybe now, because quarterbacks are going to have to hold on to the ball because you've got healthier safeties and two excellent, I'm not using the word elite, but two excellent outside corners in Christian Gonzalez and Carlton Davis. Maybe now, because quarterbacks are into four Mississippi and five Mississippi, the pass rush gets home. See, this is what people are banking on.
Yeah, but I haven't heard a lot of this. I've seen more of this is going to be better, 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 11 wins, 12 wins, 10 wins. We're... If more people did that, where they said the because I think the secondary could be really good. I think Christian Gonzalez and Carlton Davis could be.
Where are they worse at this year than they were last year? Let's go with that way. What are they worse at?
I don't know.
Okay, well you got to have an opinion. Like,
wait a minute. Like, we don't know. Do I think they could be worse at tight end?
None of us know for sure.
Do I think you could get old at tight end? Do I think you could get worse at receiver?
How are they worse?
Probably not worse.
You can't get worse at receiver.
Where are they worse? Tell me where they're worse on paper.
I was just telling you, and you weren't listening. Like, I think you could get older at tight end and suddenly look a little step slower. You didn't add anything at tight end. Wide receiver is the great unknown to me. I'm not going to say you could get worse because you were pretty bad last year. I just don't know that I see this grand growth that you see. I don't know that the pass rush is going to be dominant. I'm not totally sold that Harold Landry.
How about better
is
than?
Is it better? Is it better than last year?
I hope so.
What phase of the game coaching is worse than last year?
Definitely, I can't tell you that. I haven't seen it. I saw how bad it was last year after 17.
Can you definitely tell me what they're better at?
No, I can't do that either.
Neither can you.
Yes,
I can on paper. I can tell
that's
you
not definitely. That's on paper.
We're trying to predict based on the projections.
So let me ask you the question. Where could they be worse on paper?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Where could they be worse?
Yeah. If we're just doing the on paper projecting, we don't know what's going to happen.
That's a good question.
Could the offensive line be worse?
No.
Probably.
God, no. You can't be worse than last.
But I would put that with wide receiver. If it goes bad, if you start a bunch of young, inexperienced players, it might not go well.
Dude, they were the worst. Okay. They were statistically the worst receiver room, worst offensive line, pass pro, and pass block last year. You can't get worse than worse.
They're not worse in any phase. Coaching?
Definitively. Special teams.
On paper?
Rookie kicker, rookie long snapper.
Okay, that would maybe be it.
Joey Sly kind of sucked the second half of the
year.
But
if you base the kicker off of his production last year, it's an upgrade.
Well, but a college Miami kicker versus an NFL Northeast kicker.
It's a whole different job going from college to the pros.
In the Northeast? He already said his first week was miserable. He said he's going to learn and it's going to get better, but he already acknowledged that his first week in the weather was miserable.
Sure. And Will Campbell also said he's getting used to the fact that there's more trees than he expected.
So you don't think they're going to play close games that could come down to the kicker? Because I do. I think if they win what you guys are projecting, they better have some 3-point, one on a field goal kind of games.
Anyone else tired yet?
Oh, no, I could do this all day long. Getting the phone call signed from that was a good discussion, Stiz. You're right. I was neglecting the phone calls just a little bit because that was a good, passionate debate amongst hosts on the radio. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Derek in the car, not Derek Carr. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, good, buddy?
So I kind of agree with everybody on the panel right here, and I'm a bigger homer as Fitzy. The problem is, Welcome. And Ted's right, the team on paper is better all the way around, but I am scared to death that maybe Drake, he made some horrible decisions late in games last year that they had a chance to win. So, you know, he was hucking it to people 30 yards down the field when he had a guy open 10 yards and they still had a minute left in the game. I think he's the most unproven part of this roster.
Thanks for the call, Derek.
It's amazing. That's how most fans feel. You're saying I think that's the undercurrent for any pessimism, is that the people don't believe in Drake May. And you've put your poll up and it said otherwise.
Yeah,
but
they said they liked him.
But I don't get that feeling. When I'm just walking around town, talking to people, a lot of people just don't see what, I don't know, I see. I think, if you think he's brilliant,
I think he's going to be brilliant. I don't know if the brilliance will be week one against the Raiders. Against Max Crosby pressure in a tight game. I don't know.
My answer to his would also be just, look, they're behind in games because the defense couldn't get off the damn field, and so he was forcing balls. And so a lot of the interceptions at the end of games were because they had to be aggressive and push the ball
just
down.
Just utter ineptitude. The only thing I'll offer, because I know we are, radio terms coming 3-2-1, up against it, folks. His first game as a starter, his debut against the Houston Texans, 41-21 loss. Too many picks, couple of sacks, we get it. But at the same time, there were flashes of brilliance in the face of maybe the best pass rush in the AFC last year, and Nick Anderson on one side, who was eating up DeMontre Jacobs, and Danielle Hunter, who was devouring Vidarian Lowe on the other side. And yet still he was able to toss not one, not two, but three touchdown passes. So I think they'll be able to handle Max Crosby. They have 5 months to game plan for him.
Everything's great in Patriot Nation, baby. This team is underrated. They're going to go 17-0. It's on the table. 617-779-7937. Continuing to debate the Patriots' schedule. How many wins do you see? How optimistic are you about Drake May? Let's get some Drake May callers. Ted thinks you have doubts about your franchise quarterback and you don't trust how good he can be with his year two jump. Let's get some defense of Drake May. That's all up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.